Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Gantner Drummond, an attorney general who will defend our rights, uphold the rule of law, and serve the people of Oklahoma, not the political elite. When his nation called, fighter pilot Gantner Drummond bravely led the first U.S. combat mission of the Gulf War. Drummond returned home, became a successful businessman, rancher, and accomplished attorney. Now a new mission, defeat the corrupt political establishment. Put America first. Pro-Trump, pro-Second Amendment, ready to secure our elections. Gantner Drummond for Attorney General.
Paid for by Friends of Gantner Drummond 2022.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
We had a pretty eventful day for the markets. Overall, the live cattle futures extremely strong, up 235 at 137.55. There was some 138 cash trade, which is $2 higher than where we started the week, and there was some even higher than that up in the north in Nebraska, some 145 and 146 bid here late in the day. So that lifting the June live cattle, August up 272 at 136.80, the October up 207 at 142.25. The feeder cattle were higher as well, with August up $1.97 at 173.27. The September's up $1.75 at 175.10. October's up $1.52 at 176.80, and even the hog market caught a bid here. We were up $1.65 in July at 108.27. The August up 77 at 104.32. The thing really driving the markets today in the news cycle is the interest rate change. The Federal Reserve increased interest rates by 75 basis points. That's the biggest in 28 years, going back to 1994, the biggest increase. Which is really, it's arguably too little. They say that this inflation rate is really putting the crunch on the regular consumers. Gas prices soar, and that raises costs for pretty much every good that everybody purchases.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Hi, my name is Kristen, a dairy farmer from Oklahoma. While many things have changed in the years, one thing remains. Dairy farmers are still dedicated to providing the safest, most wholesome, and delicious food and beverage for my family and yours. This commitment makes the farm a great place to be. I wouldn't trade my job for anything else. Join me and celebrate all things dairy this National Dairy Month. Learn more about local dairy farms at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Today's grain futures were actually pretty quiet here. We had the corn unchanged. December corn up a quarter at 7.21 and a half. The bean market slightly lower, with November's down 2 cents at 15.23. Kansas City wheat was one of the weaker contracts here, with the December down 9 and a half to settle at 11.48 and a quarter. We've really had a couple of weeks here of very little action in the wheat market. Kind of surprising with harvest going on. Typically this time of year you get harvest pressure as new grain begins to fill the pipeline. And we're also seeing some interest in people rolling out to 2023. So they might have been behind on their hedges up to this point. You can roll out to the July of next year for about a 30-cent difference, which is pretty tight compared to what a normal roll would cost. Currently, the cotton futures, or they finished anyway, down about 257 in December to 118.08. That is near the lowest levels we have seen. In the past week or so, they did get down to 115 at the beginning of June. And again, though, the biggest driver today is what this Federal Reserve is doing with the interest rates. And stock market has been all over the place since that 1 o'clock announcement. Currently, the Dow's up about 300 points. S&P's up 60. But about when I started this recording this, it was unchanged. So big moves in the stock market.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.